sworn to sign one. Lord, answer in the day of trouble. In the name of God, we take your protection. May you send your help from the sanctuary and give your support from Zion. May you remember all your offerings and regard your favor your burnt sacrifices. May you grant our desire and fulfill all your plans. May you shout for joy over your victory. In the name of our God, set up our acts. May the Lord fulfill all our petitions. Now I know the Lord will help his anointed. He will answer him from this holy heaven. The mighty victories by his right hand. Some boast of chariots, some of horses, but we boast in the name of the Lord our God. They will collapse and fall, but we shall rise and stand upright. Give victory to the King, O Lord. The Lord will answer us when we call. This is the scripture.
Well, it was an interesting week. There was a plan originally, way back when, about a year ago, this church and the Lion's Mirror Church got together, and a whole bunch of people told me, I offered to the people of both churches the chance to tell me what to preach on. And this week they said, preach on Veterans Day, and have a message that was about that. And so I'm going to try to incorporate that, but there's some other stuff that's going on. Unless you've been in a hole this week, I think that you'll agree that there are some other things going on. But those other things are related. They're related to what has happened. And today, some of you are coming to church, and you are looking for comfort. You've been gravely disappointed this week. And others of you are here, and you are celebrating. And you are thanking God for your answer to your prayers. And so we are here today, on the right and on the left, we are here today, red and blue, we are here today as God's people, recognizing that above our political opinions, there is a God who reigns. So, while most of my sermons are pretty straightforward and I get them organized, this one is a little bit fuzzy. So, we're going to start off by talking about power. We're going to talk about power, and power in and of itself is simply the ability to change something, right? Power. We walked into church today, and somebody, probably Joel, went to the switchboard back there, and he flipped a switch, and there is light. Power. Most of you got into your cars today, put the key in the ignition, turned it, and voila, power. To get from point A to point B. There are all kinds of power in this world. There are all kinds of power. There is financial power. And if you reach into your pocket and pull out a dollar bill, you have financial power to do something with that. You can go into a store and exchange that for a product or a service. Something changed. You put out your power. You enacted power. And power, in and of itself, as we sit in church today, we need to know that power is neither moral nor amoral. It is neither good nor bad. If you've ever had the opportunity to take Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University, one of the things he says is, money is neither moral or amoral. One of the things he says is, a brick is neither moral nor amoral. A brick can be used to build a cathedral to worship God, a hospital to heal the sick, a school to educate, or a brick can be thrown through a window. The brick is not responsible for how it is used. power in and of itself is neither moral nor amoral. And so today we're looking at this idea of power. One of the things our psalm said was, and in the RSV version it says, boast. Some boast in horses. Some boast in chariots. And that doesn't mean a whole lot to us today, but horses and chariots were sort of like the stealth bombers of their day on the battlefield. There is military power, and whoever had the most horses would probably win a battle. Whoever had the most chariots, a place from which one person can drive and another person can shoot arrows while on the move very quickly, that power could be put upon an enemy army with great effect. One form of power. And as citizens of a country whose military has for a very, very long time been one of the, well, been the dominant military in human history, it's very easy for us to fall back into a de facto of trusting in military power. We don't fear being attacked because we know what will happen to the people who attack us. Some trust in horses, and maybe we are some of those. But there are other forms of power as well. And it's all earthly power. Earthly power. Every commercial that you see is a form of power. So if you look at an ad in a magazine and it's advertising shampoo, you don't think of shampoo as being terribly powerful, right? But it enacts change, right? This is going to get your head clean. Now, some of you, if you watch the ads, it will say, not only will it get your head clean, it will make you more beautiful, right? And you're worth it. For those of you who remember Sybil Shepherd. You watch and you see an insurance commercial, right? Something goes catastrophically wrong in your life, and you will have the financial power to pick yourself back up again. If you want a car to get from point A to point B, there is going to be an ad there, and they're going to tell you why their car is not just a means of transportation, but it is a social statement. And then, of course, something we've probably all given some thought to this week, there is political power. Political power. The ability to enact legislation and change the course of a nation's history. Or at least the nation's next 4 to 8 years. Earthly power. And we have been told time and time again over the last, what has it been, year and a half, that we are to put our trust in this political power. Some trust in horses. Some trust in politics. Some trust in candidates. And today, my friends, however you are feeling, whether you are mourning or celebrating, I caution you not to put your trust in what has happened this week. As Christians, we do not believe that this is where our ultimate trust needs to lie. Yes, it is earthly power, and it can be used for good or for evil, and we want it to be used for good. We want it to be used for the love of God. We want it to be used for the love of our neighbor. We want earthly power in whatever form it presents itself to mirror godly power. But it is not where we should place our trust. heavenly power is faith, hope, and love. Heavenly power is faith. Believing where we have not seen is hope that God will overcome the evils of this world. That it is love, the greatest of these. This idea that we will be for other people. Faith, hope, and love, my friends. Faith, hope, and love. Whether you are celebrating or mourning this week, faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love. One of the other things that happened this week is a man died. And I'm going to sing one of his songs here, and I'm going to invite you to sing as much of that as you can with me. His name was Leonard Cohen. I don't know. Anybody know Leonard Cohen? Right. Yeah, okay. He died, and there's one of his songs that we've sung here in the past, and I want you to listen to this verse that we're going to sing here in a moment. He says, "Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you." This is a reference to David, King David in the Old Testament, who sinned with Bathsheba. And then Cohen turns this verse, and he talks about Samson in the second half. So two biblical references from two different places. It says, "She tied you to her kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. She took your power away," if you know the story of Samson. "And from your lips she drew the alleluia." This is my caution to you today. Whether you are mourning the results of this week or you are celebrating the results of this week, it is a seduction. It's a seduction. And this is not ultimately where power lies. Especially now that it's done, that we don't really have a say in what happens. We've had our say. "And from your lips she drew the alleluia." Today, I want to encourage you, as we move forward as a people from here, to remember this other artist, a person that I greatly admire. His name's Rich Mullins, and he wrote this: "The stuff of earth competes for the allegiance I owe only to the giver of all good things. God is love. And you can invite this love into your heart at any time. And I encourage you to do that because love is the most powerful force in the world. Let it be that our allegiance is first and only to God."